On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
The name of the next candidate to be eliminated from the Conservative leadership race will be revealed in the next few minutes. It'll leave three men standing with another vote of Tory MPs this afternoon to pick the last two. Next month, Conservative members will make the final decision on who takes over from Theresa May as party leader and Prime Minister. You can follow updates via our live blog at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man has been refused permission to appeal against his conviction for the manslaughter of a 24-year-old woman in a speedboat crash on their first date. Jack Shepherd was jailed for 6 years after the boat capsized on the Thames in 2015, killing Charlotte Brown. Speaking outside court, Charlotte's dad Graham said the Crown Prosecution Service should bring further proceedings against Shepherd for skipping bail and going on the run.
I mean, it does seem bizarre to the layman that he's, you know, been able to, it's gone to Georgia without consequence. And I think it's very important that that bit is looked at and everyone should face a consequence for it. Not appearing at their trial.
A German schoolboy left in a coma following what some fear was a racist attack in Canterbury is said to be improving in hospital. 17-year-old Daniel Ezzedine, who's of Lebanese descent, suffered horrific injuries after being assaulted in Rose Lane 2 weeks ago. His family say he was initially given just a 30% chance of survival, but his condition is getting better. Six teenagers and a man have been arrested. Ex-London cab driver John Warboys has pleaded guilty to drugging four more women in order to sexually assault them. The crimes took place between 2000 and 2008.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A damning report out today is calling for more sustainable and affordable housing in a bid to prevent even more people ending up homeless. It follows a year-long investigation into what local authorities are doing to tackle the problem. What's been described as a badly administered welfare regime, including universal credit, is also being blamed for a dramatic rise in the number of people without their own home. Councillor Peter Fleming, who's the leader of Seven Oaks District Council, is also co-chair of the commission who carried out the study.
The bit that's covered by our housing benefit is now part of a single payment. And of course, if somebody gets behind on their rent or anything like that, then, you know, the opportunity for us to intervene has gone because we're no longer part of that benefits process.
Get ready for more bad weather in Kent. Forecasters have issued yet another weather warning for thunderstorms in the county. This time from Sunday afternoon and throughout Monday. A mini heat wave is set to follow, though, with highs of up to 32 degrees by next Wednesday. Now, artwork created by asylum-seeking children has gone on display at a Kent gallery to mark World Refugee Day. The exhibition was launched at the Turner Contemporary in Margate this week and is now at Deal Library. Nick Crick is in charge of dealing with young accompanied asylum seekers in the county and says it's important to tell their stories.
The circumstances that happen worldwide, we can't control. What we can do is make sure we give them good quality care and look after them and give them the opportunities to thrive.
Grimal Lomkasa, who's originally from Eritrea, has six of his pieces on display.
We have a life and all I have I share with art piece, and that is go to people like today is I share with everyone else.
You can also watch a report on that story on KMTV tonight from 5:30. And a kitten's been freed by vets in Gillingham after getting a head stuck in a plastic toy. At Kent Online, you can see a picture of the five-week-old cat looking thoroughly fed up with the ordeal.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham fans can now plan the next 10 months. The fixtures are out. Steve Evans' side will start their campaign with a trip to Doncaster Rovers on the 3rd of August. Their first home game will be against Burton Albion the following weekend. But the boss will have to watch their first four games from the stands as he serves out a touchline ban. And in cricket, Kent will be hoping the rain stays away on the final day of their championship game against Nottinghamshire at Tunbridge Wells. A short time ago, the visitors were 54 for 4 in their second innings. That means they need another 352 runs for victory, with Kent needing to take another 6 wickets. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.